Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. On the heels of an Amazon workers' strike across the nation last month, Illinois lawmakers passed a measure this week aimed at protecting warehouse workers. It would require warehouse employers to post a description of all production quotas and a notice anytime it's changed. Democratic State Senator from Chicago, Selena Villanueva, who sponsored the bill, says the goal is to ensure workers are operating under safe working conditions with enough breaks. Residents of Northwest Indiana are crying foul over strong odors coming from the BP refinery in Whiting. My colleague Michael Puente reports just 2 days after Christmas Day, Lisa Valley says air in her neighborhood smelled like sewage and fertilizer. It was so bad outside that some of her neighbors left for the day. Valley lives about 2 miles from the BP refinery and says episodes like this are happening more often. A group of residents attended a meeting organized this week by the oil giant.
We really weren't giving any answers except what we are accustomed to getting, which is, you know, they want to do better. They do want the community to be healthy. But these are things they've been saying for years, and people do not trust the information that's coming.
In a statement, BP said there was a leak of liquid material from a pipeline. Bird collisions at McCormick Place's Lakeside Center have dropped by more than 95% since bird-safe film was installed on the building's windows last summer. That's according to data gathered during the fall migration season. The film creates a dotted pattern that helps birds see windows more easily and avoid flying into them. The Metropolitan Pier and Exposition Authority, which owns McCormick Place, worked with wildlife experts to solve the collision problem, including at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Field Museum. A festival that kicks off this weekend at Northwestern University will showcase the best in chamber music. The lineup includes new works from a leading American Indian composer. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports the festival is a bit of a homecoming for Jarrad Impachachaha Tate. Tate is an alum of Northwestern's Bien School of Music. His works will be played by the esteemed Dover Quartet.
I am thrilled to come back to Northwestern and be able to present my music to my own music school. This is just fantastic. The two pieces that you're all going to hear, one is called Woodland Songs, and the other one is called Rattle Songs.
Both honor his Chickasaw culture. The Winter Chamber Music Festival kicks off with Tate's work on Friday and continues through the month. Weather for today, sunny, afternoon clouds, high near 27. Tonight, clouds with snow after midnight, low near 20. Tomorrow, snow in spots, light, only an inch or two, high near 30. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.